as the Satilla River, mm-hmm. in today's books, textbooks, but it came from their word, St. Illa.
St. Illa.
St. Illa, two words.
Mm-hmm.
But they shortened it to make it the Satilla River. And they found articles down in there, only less than 15 miles right now here, left here by the Spanish. They were exploring in here and fishing and hunting and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a place right down here between here and Waycross called Kettle Creek. They found a cast iron kettle there. When the English moved in here, they knew the Indians didn't have it. It had to have been left here by the Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
As they were beaten back.
Mm-hmm. So the Scotch drove out the Spanish, you say?
Well, it came about this way. The King of England gave Oglethorpe a grant between the Savannah River and the other river down this side, reaching all the way west to the Great Waters, in line with the channels of those streams. Satilla, that wasn't the Satilla River, but those two rivers anyway, it incorporated all this region between those rivers, as far west as the Great Waters, whatever that was, the Mississippi River or the Pacific Ocean, I don't know which.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had an army made up largely of Scottish Highlanders. And then I think there's another civilian settlement after they got the Spanish beat back. And they came in there at New Inverness, on the coast just above north of Brunswick.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I said, after the war between Scotland and England, way back, must have been about 1850, sometime along then, the Scots didn't like being subjugated by the English. They moved in great numbers to the United States. And being used to the highlands of Scotland, as you know, and the Clear Lakes, the water up there, they call locks. They chose Western North Carolina. They came in great numbers to Western North Carolina, but the living was hard there. Agriculture was no good. And they moved from the north and on and combined with the forces of Oglethorpe and those that came to New Inverness down there. So this became almost a Scottish territory down in here.
Mm-hmm.
If I do say it, they're a fine class of people.
Yes, they are.
Substantial. I haven't seen have a Scotsman as a friend of mine as anybody I can mention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Your maternal grandparents then were, your grandparents on your mother's side what were their names on your mother's side?
She was a Kirkland, and they were of Irish descent.
And her mother's name was, do you happen to remember that?
I just don't know about what my great-grandmother's name was, the mother of my grandmother.
What was the mother? What was the mother of your mother's name? She was born Kirkland, or did she marry a Kirkland?
She married a Tanner.
Oh, I see.
No, she's talking about my mother's mother.
Yeah.
She married a Tanner. His name was Tanner. He was English too.
I see.
All right, and her mother was the two of me born in Dublin, Ireland.
I see.
Mm-hmm. They were of Irish stock. They were Irish. So my people made up of English, Irish, and Scottish.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a bad combination.
Oh, it's not a bad one at all. Your father's mother, what was her name? Her name?
Morrison.
Morrison. And
Mary Ann Morrison.
Your wife?
She was a Scottish woman.
What is your wife's age?
She is 48.
48?
Present wife.
And what religion is she?
The Missionary Baptist.
And has she had a profession or?
No, she's just a housewife.
Housewife.
With many gifts.
And
dad with many gifts.
How far did, how much schooling did she have? How many years did she spend?
Only about the sixth grade.
And does she go into Nichols? Does she have clubs?
No, she was reared in Buxton.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Buxton, the upper part of Coffee County, up towards the river.
What does she do now? Does she go to church regularly, or does she content to stay out here?
Just stays tied to the home.
I see.
Just guess we got away from here.
All right, sir.